Hello, happy site owners, and welcome to the Bloggate Tips Tuesday podcast for January 24th, 2017. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include the HTTPS site conversion webinars follow-up, why you need to get on the list to get your site converted to HTTPS, why designers need to learn HTTPS or go out of business, SiteGround auto-issuing free SSL certificates, a Google ranking factor post. I just can't believe what Matt Cutts is up to now that he resigned from Google, how HTTP status codes affect your SEO, and which big domain registrar is buying up another. So let's dive in. In Bloggate happenings, holy flipping cow, y'all! I've done a bunch of webinars, but I have to tell you, this broke all of my records, both the non-geek HTTPS site conversion for site owners and the site conversion for designers webinars were the highest webinar registrations I've ever had. We covered why you don't want to use plugins and quick conversion methods and all the trouble you'll have with those. Plus, how to understand and, more importantly, vet all the info you're getting about it. And everyone was thrilled to get my ultimate HTTPS pre-conversion checklist. Now, that is going to make the whole process way easier for both the site owner and the webmaster doing the conversion. And then my email inbox blew up for days after the webinars. Site owners, you need to get on someone's list to help you with your site conversion ASAP. Now, I'm already booked solid until March, and I doubt that anyone who can do conversions is going to be any different for the rest of the year. And I want to thank all my site audit clients who empathized with the overwhelm of response from the webinar. Y'all are so sweet to say you could wait if need be, but I want to let everyone know that my site audit clients are at the top of my list for site conversion for several reasons. Because you're already my client. You already have most all the info in that pre-conversion checklist ready to go. And your sites are all nice and clean because we put them that way. And you're educated on how to keep them that way. Now, those conversions are going to be easier, faster, and cheaper because you already invested in your site success. And this is where that investment really pays off. You know, prior to the webinars, I was already working with a few clients who had been hands-off site owners. Now, their sites were hacked or they had other serious issues. And in gathering up all their site info has been a real chore for them. And one of those sites has so many issues that it's not even cost-effective to save it. We're just going to start over. You know, those are bag of cats projects. Get a site audit and get all that stuff cleaned up before you request a conversion. And webmasters and designers, I told you so. Converting sites to HTTPS is the hottest, most in-demand skill for designers and webmasters in 2017, and my inbox after those webinars proves it. Now, if you're a webmaster or a designer, you must get up to speed on securing sites and converting them to HTTPS. You don't have to convince site owners why this needs to be done. They're ready to make the switch, and if you don't provide that service, they're going to find somebody else who will. Plus, if you're not building all new sites on a secure foundation and on HTTPS, you're going to be out of business next year. So it's either learn how to do this stuff or find a trusted partner you can outsource it to. You know, my webmaster training is training that pays for itself. And this testimonial from webmaster Pam Saxon of Saxon Creative made my day. She posted it on a private Facebook group for webmasters. She said, I have just successfully flipped two sites to HTTPS on two different hosting platforms in the past week with minimal problems. Wahoo! There is absolutely no way on God's green earth that I would have been able to do this without you. I am so grateful for all the work you put in for us in webmaster training. And as far as I'm concerned, it paid for itself in the first flip to HTTPS. Thank you so much. And thank you, Pam. That made my week. I've got an update for you on my membership sites. Now, I'm still in the process of finishing up all the changes to both of those. Those are priority one for me this week. And I hope to have an email out to all members by the weekend or first of next week with all of the changes. So look for that. All right, y'all. That's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In SSL and HTTPS tips, SiteGround is blazing a trail for all other hosts to follow. They will auto-issue a free Let's Encrypt SSL certificate for all new domains and hosting packages. Now, this is one step forward in a bigger process to make one-click install of SSL for all site owners on their host. And they're going to try to give you easy ways to do the actual conversion, too. As folks in my webinar saw, that is not the way you want to go with it. This is equivalent to the one-click WordPress install. There's nothing secure about it. Just ask any of my site audit clients about the huge difference in site security that also radically affected their performance. WP Tavern also mentioned this move by SiteGround, and they gave their 2 cents about it, and I've got the link for both of those posts in the show notes. Just know that other hosts will be following suit on this. And this also explains what I've been seeing in site audits. There are now 2 listings in AWS Stats for every domain, the SSL version and the original. In SEO tips, I'm having a hard time accepting the findings in a recent report of the new Google ranking factors as put out by Search Metrics. Now, the study was conducted by them, and you know, they're a very reputable SEO service provider. And I've got the link for you to download the full report too if you want to. But the link that I'm highlighting in the title of this section is to Search Engine Land's breakdown of that report, which is a little easier to digest. Now, 2 of the findings that stood out to me, and I'm having the most trouble accepting, were that backlinks are not as important anymore and will continue to decline, and that keywords in the title are no longer as important either. What is important is relevance. That means search is getting more personal. You know, the other reason I hope you'll see the article on Search Engine Land is because they also mention another report by the nice folks at Stone Temple Consulting, which states backlinks are still very important. You know, I trust Eric Inga at Stone Temple Consulting because he does his homework and lots of it. And his past predictions about what Google's up to and new trends has been spot on. So when Eric says backlinks have always mattered and still will, I have a hard time accepting anyone who says they don't. So if these 2 entities are coming up with different data and different conclusions, it just makes me wonder if they were both testing the same type of sites. You'll want to read both articles yourself and see what you think about the types of sites they tested and their conclusions. Elvis has left the building, y'all. It's official. Matt Cutts, the public mouthpiece, lightning rod of Google, has officially resigned his post after a long hiatus from his former spokesperson position. John Mueller took over and holds weekly live discussions for webmasters now. Matt is now working for the Pentagon's Digital Defense Service, making the web a safer place for all of us. And you know when you visit a site and you get those 404 page not found or 500 internal server errors? Well, those are HTTP status codes. And they impact your SEO too, because Googlebots get them while they're trying to crawl your site pages. Team Yoast has a nice post on them and what they mean for your SEO. Now, I do want to speak to the difference in 404s and 410s that he mentions. In Google Search Console, you can mark deleted posts and pages as 410 to tell Google that they're really gone. But John Mueller once said that Google treats them about the same, and it's not worth making the effort to mark 410s. Google will eventually figure it out and drop the page or post from indexing. But he also said, and Yoast does too, that a bunch of 404s tell Google, and maybe even your readers, that you have problems on your site. And that will impact your SEO and your traffic. So it's a good idea to take care of them one way or another. Now, if you can, redirect them to similar content. But definitely don't redirect them all to your homepage. That shocks both Googlebots and readers, because they don't know why they ended up on a page that's not the content they were looking for. And Google will eventually pop you for that as well. Now, I'm hoping to bring you interviews with SEO experts about deleting posts and your SEO, but scheduling has been an issue since before the holidays. I'll keep you posted on when we do get those interviews set up, so look for that. In domain tips, oh man, the domain provider Tucows is about to buy up Enum for $83 million. And God bless you if you use either one of them for a domain registrar. They're both a pain to deal with. Now, GoDaddy and Namecheap are the best in class for domain registrars. And it's always a good idea to have a different company for your domain than for your hosting. If one gets hacked, the other doesn't. Or if you need to move to another host quickly, having backups that you can restore and a domain you can get to easily will let you do that. And then having your email at a third party like G Suite is required for that too. You can go read my post on get your email off your host for more on why this is a good idea. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. If you find these tips helpful, please do share them with your peeps. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.